This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. The microbiologist says, sure, you want to go back to a simpler time? Oh, my goodness, most of us wouldn't want to. A time when we didn't have the tools of technology in agriculture. I'll talk about it after this. One of the joys of this job is the ability to talk with growers from big farms and small farms, from all kinds of crops that are produced. And one thing I hear from all of you is that you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. Products from Mystic like JT8, Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, the JT6 Greases, Mystic's JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. They're all a part of the Mystic legendary family of lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take some of the pressure off your shoulders, producers, whenever possible. Lubrication domination is what they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, mysticlubes.com. It caught my attention the other day when I read what Dr. Mary Magnan had written. She received her education in microbiology, immunology, plant cell biology, and mammalian cell developmental and molecular biology. She knows her stuff. And she was talking about the technology that we have available to us today and the fact that some people want to turn back the clock, turn back the hands of time. She said, what magic point in time do you think we go back to from here? She noted that industrialization and the new opportunities it provided increased, for example, women's access to financial resources and so many things they wouldn't have had. And she pointed out that there's still plenty of places in the world where women don't have the options. Many of them are on small, non-corporate farming situations that a lot of people say they long for, they want to go back to. Dr. Magnan pointed out that in Ethiopia, farm families spend over 1,200 work hours weeding their crops, and many of the people doing the weeding are daughters. She says, do you think that's by choice? She said, to those who criticize technology, maybe daughters who weed is what you value. But Dr. Magnan said, it's not at the top of my values list for what kids should be doing. She said, I'll admit straight up, I value education for everyone more than I value weeding. I value nutrition so kids are healthy and thrive. I value abundant and inexpensive food. I value reducing the amount of land used for farming and reducing harmful chemicals while maintaining yields. I value access to cultural foods for those who choose. And she said, I value options to reduce disease, like eliminating malaria vectors, or access to GMO insulin, or GMO leukemia treatments. I'll be back after this.